Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with the assistant hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants. And every time I have him on, he has a different title. So now the assistant hitting coach, that's Steve Decker. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Marty. Happy to be here.
All right. What brings you back now as the assistant hitting coach? What happened?
Well, I think Joe LaFay stepped down, and there was an opening, and the amount of work that needs to be done up here, I mean, if you're doing this by yourself, you got your hands full. I mean, our guys take a lot of professional swings every day. Some guys hit 2 to 3 times per day, you know, on small increments.
Yeah.
But it's just time-consuming as far as video and breaking down analysis, getting another set of eyes on guys, you know, hearing what the message is. You know, Bam Bam does a great job in preparation with information and, you know, what they've done to be successful for 2 or 3 years, winning the 3 World Series and then playing, you know, the last 5. But I've kind of been in the development business for the last 15 years. So a lot of these guys I know have worked with or either played for me or I've been their hitting coordinator. So it was actually a fairly easy transition, Marty.
Steve Decker is with us. Steve, you know, you watch a hitter, people go in slumps. They'll go 0 for 15. Do they come to you and say, Steve, what's up? Do you get the video out? How do you get them out of a slump?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, what is a slump? Sometimes you got to say, is it really a slump, or are you making something that's a small deal a big deal? So I usually go, okay, is it mechanical, is it visual, or is it emotional? What is it that we need to fix, you know? And a lot of times players themselves will want to quickly make it mechanical. And sometimes, you know, I'll give you, for instance, Brandon Belt was in Houston trying to hit a home run. You know, he's trying to get that zero off the board, and his swing got a little off, and Casey McGee in the cage said, I know what's wrong with you. You're trying to hit a home run. He goes, you know what? Subconsciously, maybe I am. And that's what had gotten him. And then when he got his home run, he'd locked in, and he's had a great month. So, you know, it could be visual. You know, are you moving too fast? It could be a mechanical thing, or you're trying, you know, over-rotating your shoulders and not your lower half. It could be a multitude of things. As a coach, if I can come up with a simple strategy to fix a hitter, hit the ball over there, hit the ball over there, and they, as an athlete, do it, I'm done coaching. Or let's say, let's do a drill. Let's come in tomorrow and just do a drill. See if you get a good feel from this drill. Maybe the drill will fix them. And then maybe it's sitting down looking at video and going, okay, here's a subtle move that you're doing now that you didn't do before. So, but when you get that far into the process of fixing a guy, you don't want to make them analytical. We call it turning them into robots. And so sometimes it's just a phrase, you know, make your money at the front of the plate. Hey, take a deep breath. Hey, you know what? Just work inside this guy, take him the other way. There's all these different tricks over the years. And with some guys, you can be very analytical with very quickly. It doesn't mess them up at all. And then other guys, you want to be basic and simple with.
Well, you got to be a psychologist to be a coach in the big leagues today. I hear a lot of see ball, hit ball. How about that one?
Yeah, and what are you trying to see about the ball? There's really 3 things that you're trying to see about that baseball. Where's it going? Location. How hard's it coming at me? How hard did he throw it? Velo. And then is it going to move? Late movement. Is it a slider? Is it a sinker? Is it a split finger? And you've got to be good at seeing the first 2. Where's it going and how hard's it coming? The last one is can be an illusion at times with really good pitching. But to process that information and say, what are you, well, I see the changeup. No, you're missing it by 3 feet. You're not really seeing the speed of the changeup. You're seeing that it is slower. Or, you know, location. Oh, that looks like a strike. And then all of a sudden you swing at it, it's below the zone. And that's what good pitchers do to you, you know. And I tell you what, I've been in the minor leagues a long time teaching. You come here, and really good major league hitters, just it's a real simple thing, Marty. They hit the fastball when they get their pitch. They don't foul it off. In the minor leagues, you got guys fouling the ball off constantly.
You know, you're a catcher in the big leagues for a while. Now, of course, you handle pitchers, and you had to think about hitters, how to get them out.
Absolutely.
What's the key to getting a hitter out? Off balance?
Yeah, you know, why does the pitcher throw you an off-speed pitch? We have questions we ask our hitters as we're developing them. And hopefully they say, well, they try to get you off balance by throwing an off-speed pitch. So then you go, well, what does off balance mean? Falling over onto the ground or just tying yourself up a little bit or being out a little bit on your front foot? So sometimes even breaking down the term balance is important, you know, to a guy. Say you're trapped on your backside, you're leaking out Pablo Sandoval, the jumper, you know, back in the day. It could be, you know, Hunter Pence is too excited, you know, getting himself off balance. It could be that the pitcher's drastically changing speeds. These major league hitters, though, make very quick adjustments, and you can't get them out the same way too long. You know, they'll make an adjustment on you, and then that's the cat and mouse game that the pitcher will start to do, and it goes back and forth.
Oh, great boy. I thought you had an easy job. You're just the assistant hitting coach.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it. All right, let's go back to your playing days a little bit. Who's the best pitcher you ever caught? And let's say best pitcher at doing what you just said.
John Burkett. John Burkett was a guy I played with in Florida and played with here. I enjoyed catching Mark Gardner. I enjoyed catching Rodney Beck, Rick Russo when I first came up. It's harder to catch an A-ball than it is to catch in the big leagues because where you put the glove is where they put the ball. You know, Bud Black in the day was fun to catch because it became a chess match. They didn't have, none of the guys I mentioned had stuff that was so electric that they just put you away, but they really knew how to pitch. And as a catcher, that's really fun catching those guys.
Boy, it's fun talking hitting with you and thinking of some of the hitters in the game today. Oh, we threw out this question a few days ago, and just for general talk, you know, baseball's a talking sport. If you can start a team today, would you take Harper? Would you take McCutchen? Would you take Trout? Would you take Stanton? Would you take Buster Posey? All different kinds of hitters.
Well, since I'm an ex-catcher, I'm going to take Posey. Okay. And I tell you why. I am when he came down and played for me in Fresno, and he came up and won Rookie of the Year, and they won the first World Series, I was very proud of the fact that the pitchers didn't do a lot of shaking when he was catching them. And to have the mindset of the other day where we're facing big-time hitter Braun in Milwaukee, and Buster saw him late on a fastball early in the count, and he knew that he was almost sitting on a breaky ball and threw in three more fastballs and ended up striking him out, him and Vogelsong. And me as an ex-catcher knew exactly that Buster recognized what was going on with Braun's approach and attacked it in a different way. And I think that was a very key element so that the pitchers his rookie year didn't shake their head. No, there was a trust element that he learned through knowledge. And I've always said that your brain is your best weapon in sports. And so he can go from one side of the ball to the other and make more of a drastic impression on a game than just a right fielder who makes a couple catches out there or throws a guy out every once in a while. So I'll take a catcher every time.
All right. Well, spoken like a true catcher. I like that. I've said on the show, the fans have heard it, I said if Posey wanted to hit the ball up the middle or to the right side every time, he'd hit 400.
Yeah, he has that weapon in his pocket. We use the term, it's kind of like a set of golf clubs. You have multiple weapons that you can walk over and say, okay, yeah, you know what, I'm just going to stay back, I'm going to work inside this ball and drive this run in. Or you know what, I'm going to pull this bat out of the bag and I'm going to look to drive the ball to the left side, I'm going to hunt fastball middle in early, and I'm not going to be late. If I mess up, I'll hit a ground ball at the third base coach. So Posey has multiple weapons that he can use at any time, which makes him very dangerous, especially in a two-strike approach.
Boy, nice to talk some hitting with Steve Decker here. Fans, you know the name. We've seen him in the Giant organization for so many years. All right, during a game, let's say it's a tense moment. It's the eighth inning. Blanco's coming up to pinch hit in the eighth inning. Do you pull him aside and say, look, you're going to face so-and-so? This is the pitcher that's out there right now. Veal is the pitcher. He's a left-hander. This is what he's going to do to you. Or is that all done pregame and you just leave him alone when he goes up there?
That's a great question. Both. We do it early before the game. Bam Bam posts every day what the starter's going to do, what his all his inside edge numbers, what our strategy is. And then as the game's coming up, we'll notice who's warming up. And then we'll say, Bam Bam is really good about setting this. This is what he did to us last time. I'm still learning the league, and I have the information, but it takes me a little bit to read it. It's a lot of these guys I've never seen. I've been in 15 years in the minor leagues coaching, you know, our younger guys. So what I'll do is I'll watch film every day, usually starting about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll try to learn the guys. And then we're hitting down in the cage. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. Great story. We're in Milwaukee the other day, and K-Rod is pitching late in the game, and Blanco comes up, and he goes, Dick, he's going to throw me some changeup. So we're working in the cage in the fifth inning and the sixth inning and the seventh inning. We're getting guys loose and getting them ready. When's the pitcher coming up? How many pitches is he throwing? He goes, throw me some changeups. This guy's going to throw me a changeup. And sure enough, Marty, in the game, he hung him a changeup, and he hit like a triple off the right center field wall or a double to drive a run in. So they know the guys, most of the guys that have been in the league, and they're actually helping me with information, but Bam Bam does a very good job. There's no going up to the plate and going, well, I didn't know he threw that, because he does a great job of pregame, Bam Bam, setting up information for guys.
Yeah, just recognizing the pitch and executing, it's a story of baseball. Yeah. You have been involved with the Giants minor leagues for a long time.
Yeah.
Hitters, tell me some hitters who maybe we should look out for.
Well, you know, you got Mac Williamson down there that's having a good year. Adam Duvall is having another good year at AAA. Jared Parker is a really streaky hitter that has a ton of tools. He reminds me of Jay Bruce from the Reds. Got good power. Kelby Tomlinson's having a solid year in AA, a middle infielder. And then, you know, we got some young catchers in the draft. We got Ty Ross and Aramis Garcia that are learning the ropes. But there's a couple guys I really like. A kid by the name of Slater out of Stanford that I think has a really good approach and should be a solid major leaguer. Arroyo, Christian Arroyo, had an oblique injury, but he's hitting over 300. He's back in the lineup. Ryder Jones. There's other guys I'm sure I'm missing. But you know what? We got some guys that are project guys that I've seen in the Instructional League and are on their way. It's the time clock. How quickly are they on their way? But we do have some guys that have some talent, for sure. Right.
Thanks for stopping by. Great to see you. And it's important for the fans to know that the work that goes into this, because we sit and watch the game, and there's the pitcher, there's the batter. The ultimate confrontation is what baseball's all about. But a lot of thought goes into it. Hey, the defense is shifting all over the place, and the batter's got to see that, then try to figure out what he's going to throw, and then I bet he says, just let me see the ball.
Well, you know, Felipe Alou even says, as a major league hitter, you're facing a whole department, a scouting department, that's coming up with a plan for the pitching coaches and the manager on the opposing team. So you're hitting against the whole scouting department, not just an opposing pitcher.
Very good. Steve, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.